We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Now, another hot day. Record heat today. Maybe highs of 96. And I was outside doing some yard work yesterday, and it was just unbelievably hot for September 21st, or actually just to be on this planet, unbelievably hot. Anyway, Invest 98, everybody's concerned about that. We won't know anything until early next week. So really, you can go on social media and get your knickers all in a knot if you want, but until you know, really, why worry about something you needn't? Chef Kevin Belton joins us now. Chef over at WWL-TV, PBS, author of several cookbooks. How you doing, Chef?
Good morning, sir. I tell you what, water, sugar, lemon, honey, and some fresh ginger. Just boil that real low, and then you could let it cool off, take everything out of it, and just keep it in the fridge and heat it up when you need it.
For the sore throat.
Yeah, it'll help soothe it.
Tim, run out to the racetrack and get all that stuff, too. We're going to need a pot as well, all right? And maybe a spoon. How you doing, Chef Kev? Good?
Doing always great. I'm on my morning walk, and it's humid today, I tell you.
You know, everybody's worried about Tropical Invest 98, or a lot of people are. I'll say this. I realized early on this year, the only reason we've been getting so many storms is because I've been taking careful care of the yard. That's why on the first day of hurricane season, I stopped edging. And I started to edge along yesterday, but I thought, you know what? Let's look at science here. You've not edged, and there have been no storms. There's one lurking. Not going to do it. Pick the edger up. What do you think? Pretty smart?
Don't edge. And everybody, hopefully they've been working on the freezers, cleaning them out, eating everything out of their freezers, just in case.
Yeah, talk about that seriously for a minute, if you would.
Well, you know, the thing is, usually we stack up our freezers, we load them up with everything, we keep going to the grocery store, and forget all the stuff that we have in our freezer. So if we go ahead during hurricane season and start eating out of our freezers, that way we don't have a refrigerator loaded full of stuff during hurricane season. Because, you know, come December, we can load it back up again.
You know what? That's a great idea. It really is. And I always thought that, you know, some kind of way to tie in the food banks where you get canned goods, maybe at least a lot of people used to for hurricane season. If you do, then donate them to the food bank when we get through one. So
exactly.
What did you cook this week over Channel 4? What's on the menu?
I'd get a stir-fried rice. And, you know, what's nice is we eat so much rice here in Louisiana. We always have leftover rice. I mean, growing up, there was rice on the pot at breakfast. Mom would make another pot for lunch and dinner. And so with leftover rice, and what I did, I started with a little butter in the pan, did a little diced onion, threw in some peas, some carrots that were frozen, okay? And then put in your leftover rice. I hit it with some soy sauce, a little oyster sauce, and a little bit of sesame oil. Stirred that up and fried an egg in it. And that was it.
Really?
It was good.
What would you call that?
Stir fry.
Okay.
Now, you could put up some diced chicken in it. You could put in shrimp in it if you want and make a shrimp fried rice or a pork fried rice or a chicken fried rice or a combination. But it was just a nice rice stir fry, a nice way to use over leftover rice.
That's an excellent idea. Talk about something quick and easy. I don't know if you watch the game on Sunday. I don't know if you have anything to take the taste out of people's mouths over that. But give me a good game time recipe for people watching a game at home because the game is on the road this weekend.
You know what? I would Saturday night. I have some ribs in my freezer that I'm going to take out and defrost them, and I'm going to put them in the oven. I'm going to take the back and score the silver skin on the back. Just come right down the bone just to make a mark on it, just so they don't shrink up when they cook. But I'm going to season them Saturday morning and Saturday night. I'm just going to throw them in a pot, put the oven on 200, and let them go overnight.
Okay.
And they'll just get tender when they fall off the bone.
Sounds delicious.
You know?
I'm telling you. 504-260-187 if you have any questions for Chef Kev. Somebody texted in, it's National Ice Cream Cone Day. Dave was talking about that. Is it like incredibly difficult to make homemade ice cream, or is there a shortcut?
You can make a no-churn ice cream. Matter of fact, I've done that a couple of times.
How you do it?
You could take 2 cups of heavy cream, whip it up into whipped cream, or if you want to start with just canned whipped cream, 1 14-ounce can of condensed milk. Put your condensed milk in a bowl, add in some cocoa powder, add in some diced up strawberries, diced up peaches, whatever you want. Mix that together, splash of vanilla, fold that whipped cream into it, and then put it in a loaf pan and freeze it.
Mm.
And you have a no-churn ice cream.
Seems pretty easy.
It is.
And tasty.
Really, and you can make whatever flavor you want.
Even better. 504, it was a little baby?
No, that was Monica yawning.
I'm sorry.
For a walk.
I'm sorry. 504-260-187 if you have any cooking questions for Chef Kev. He joins us every Thursday morning to get us started off a little lighter. We're going to have Mike Strain after. It's a great hour for everybody. We love it. 504-260, any cooking questions, recipes, et cetera. 620, time for traffic now on WWL. 625, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Tim Zimmer, Manning Master Control, bringing us back with the zombies. And by the way, we normally have a song that we play on the first day of autumn that we've been doing for the last 12 years. I didn't do it today because today is not the first full day of autumn. The autumnal equinox happens around, I think, 7 o'clock our time tonight. So I'm going to save that for tomorrow. That being said, it is officially the first day, I guess, of fall, and pumpkin is all over the place. Kevin, people are asking me about pumpkin or pumpkin spice recipes, and this is kind of like a dividing line here, a watershed, because some people love it, some people can't stand it.
Oh, I know. It's, you know, in the grocery stores, if you see allspice, that's usually there's allspice, pumpkin spice. It's all those flavors like clove and cinnamon, things like that. So you could take your favorite dessert recipe. Remember, we were talking about that ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
You could throw in some allspice, a little pumpkin spice into that. If you want to mix in a little bit of canned pumpkin into that condensed milk, you could make a pumpkin ice cream.
So you know? Somebody texted in, Kevin. Let me say this. You can download the Odyssey app, and then you can use the rewind feature for 24 hours and go back and hear exactly what Chef Kev said, or we'll post this on a podcast in a couple of minutes. But for somebody that's listening, to make it easier for them, can you just go through that no-churn ice cream again?
No-churn ice cream. Okay, basically you want 2 cups of heavy whipping cream, and you whip that up into whipped cream, or just use a can of whipped cream. 1 14-ounce can of condensed milk. Put your condensed milk in a bowl. Put in a splash of
Splash of what, Kev? We seem to have lost Chef Kev. It's like one of those old radio dramas where it's like, put in a splash of. Tune in next week to find out what you're putting a splash of. Do you have him, Tim? All right, we'll take a pause here.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now we're back, Hello. Kev. Now we're
I'm
back.
Sorry.
So that's all right. You take a splash. Start all over.
Okay. 14 ounces whipped cream.
Yep.
14 ounces of condensed milk.
Condensed milk.
2 cups of whipped cream, mm-hmm. whipped. Put in whatever flavor you want. A couple of tablespoons of pumpkin puree into the condensed milk. Put in chocolate chips. Put in peaches that are diced up. Fold that whipped cream into that condensed milk mixture. Throw it in a loaf pan and freeze it. Takes about 6 hours to freeze, but it's wonderful.
When you talk about pumpkin spices, you said if you get allspice, that'll give you that pumpkin-y kind of pumpkin spice flavor? I mean, what were we talking about here? Cinnamon
when
and all
you
that?
You think about these fall flavors, you think of cinnamon, you think of allspice. So if you do cinnamon, nutmeg, those kind of flavors, clove. So the allspice, that's pretty much what that flavor is. Plus, there is pumpkin spice. But if you don't want to buy pumpkin spice, just get some allspice and put into your desserts.
All right, somebody texted in the best way to cook poldu breast and gizzards. A poldu is not a duck. It is a coot, the difference being the feet. But let's not get into that. He's talking about eating them. So how do you do it? How do you cook them?
I put poldu in gumbo. Oh, man, a nice gumbo. Yeah, that'll work.
What's the difference in flavor between a poldu and a duck?
They're very similar in flavor to me. You know, they're fowl. It's, I don't know. What do you think, Tom?
Well, I don't know. I've never eaten them. I don't know. I have eaten duck, but I've never had a poldu. I know some people tell me it tastes a little bit different. Others don't. I was just curious. But I know their feet are different. That's the distinction. And I also know they're known as coot. So when you call somebody an old coot, I think you're calling them an old duck.
Poldu.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like to put it in gumbo. So there are similar flavors that way. I'm sure if you put it in a pan and just saute it in some butter and onions, it'll have a little bit different flavor. But I haven't done that. I'm going to have to try that.
All right. Sounds great. Kevin Belton, chef over at WWL-TV. Thank you, sir. We'll take a quick break. We come back. It's time to talk to Mike Strang, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Sugarcane harvest has begun. He'll talk about that and more right now. It's time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.